You're too big for error. You're too wise for mistakes. You are a mighty God, perfect in all your ways. You were here before my first breath, and you'll be here when nothing else is left. You are a mighty God, forever and always. Say you're too big. Hey. Forever. You're too wise.
You're too wise.
From mistakes. Yes.
Mistakes.
You are mighty.
You are mighty.
Perfect in all your ways.
Perfect in all
hey.
Your ways.
You were here.
Thank you for being God. Beautiful song there by Travis Green. Welcome again to your daily energizer, your daily faith boost. We are grateful. We've got a great God. We've got a super great Father who has our back. Hallelujah. Anybody saying thank you for being God? Thank you for being God. Thank you for being God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. So, we're running on our final week on the Psalm 23, you know, analysis. Well, inexhaustive though, but I believe the weeks, the past weeks have been quite helpful. They've been, you know, quite helpful, quite a blessing, you know, excuse me, quite helpful, quite beautiful, you know, yeah, it's been loaded. Let me know how it's been for you. Please, send feedback. All right. Comment, let me know how it's been for you. Let's have some feedback. Praise God. So Psalm 23 from the first verse again, I'm using the NLT, says, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He, verse 3 now, right? He renews my strength. He guides me along the right paths, brings honor to his name. I today want to focus on the ever continuing work of the shepherd. And that's really what the whole 23rd Psalm is all about, the ever continuing work of the shepherd. Okay. Verse 1 again says, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. All right. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. Okay. Something must have happened. Something's happening. Whatever it is, he renews, all right? The word renews there, you know, King James is the word he restores, all right? With the S that gives us his present continuous tense outlook. He restores my soul. He renews my strength. Did you get that? He restores my soul. He renews my strength. So there's a present continuous work. There's this ever consistent, ever continuous work of the shepherd. Yes, it's titled Restore. We've titled this Restore since yesterday's episode. That's all he wants to do. He wants to get you in shape. He wants to get me in shape. He wants to keep leading us until we come into the very perfect image, right? He has of us. Okay, so God has his present tense image where all of us are concerned. That's how he sees us in Christ. All right. But you and I right here, right now, don't, you know, function in that image. So all God is doing is working on us, working with us, working through us, working on us, working with us, working through us until we get to that image. You've got to get that. And that's what this beautiful psalm is about. The Lord being our shepherd, the Lord meeting our needs, the Lord helping us to get to green pastures, the Lord helping us to find peaceful streams. Then he restores our soul, or like the NLT puts it here, he renews our strength. He doesn't stop at that. He now guides us along the right paths, bringing honor to his name. He's still leading us somewhere. So verse 4 says, even when I walk, NLT please, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. It's a continuous journey. It's going on. He's not stopping. He's committed to you. He's committed to me. It's an ever continuous journey. Do you understand this? So the 23rd Psalm, depending on how you look at it, could look like perfect state, process, perfect state. Let's look at it. All right. So the Lord is my shepherd. I have all I need. So like summary, all right? Hey, Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. I'm okay. I'm fine. All right? You know? Pastor John says, the Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. I mean, I'm sorted. NIV says, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. All right? Nothing. I don't lack anything. God's translation says, the Lord is my shepherd. I am never in need. Contemporary English version says, you, Lord, are my shepherd. I will never be in need. So it looks like perfect state. Perfect state. I mean, I like the Amplified Classic. The Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall lack nothing. All right? This is the image of God. This is how God sees us. People without needs. And then we look at ourselves and like, God, oh my God, I can count like 10 things for you right now. Maybe like 50. Someone like, oh no, come on. Maybe like 300 things I need right now. God, come on. This verse is like one utopian state. No, this is the perfect picture. This is the image of God. This is what you and I should give attention, you know, to meditating on, to putting our eyes on and say, hey, this is God's word. This should be the verse we fix our eyes. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all I need. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not lack. So verse 2, beautiful process. He makes me to lie down, King James says, in green pastures. And he leads me beside the still waters. Passion Translation says, he offers me a resting place in his luxurious love. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace, the quiet brook of bliss. Easy to read says, he gives me green pastures to lie in. He leads me by calm pools of water. Process. All right. This is process. This is how the Lord is working with me. He leads me. He guides me, leads me to pastures, helps me to lie down beside quiet pools of water. Quiet. I mean, super like quiet pools of water. Do you understand this? Contemporary English version says, you let me rest in fields of green grass. You lead me to streams of peaceful water. Picture this, guys. All right? Fields of green grass. Fields. Picture. Picture. I know you're not sheep and you're not looking for grass to eat. But picture. I mean, you do picnic, or you might have, you know, or have a picture, a desire for a picnic on your mind. So you could picture green grass. All right? You could just lie. You could just rest. You could just relax in that green grass. Praise God. So the Lord is committed to helping his, you know, sheep get into all of this. All right? And then he leads me to streams of peaceful water. We took some time on this and it's just super beautiful. Verse 3, which we looked at yesterday and then we'll still, you know, still serves like our text, all right, today, is beautiful. All right? Easy to read version says, he restores my strength. He leads me on right paths to show that he is good. All right. Did you get that? I mean, so thank you for being God, because he is good. He restores my strength. Easy to read version again. He leads me on right paths to show that he is good. He's committed. So this psalm shows the commitment of the shepherd, that commitment of his to do you well. That commitment of his to bring you into the fullness of his agenda. As I said, depending on how you look at it, it looks as if it begins with a perfect state, ends with a perfect state, explains a process in between. Did you get that? Begins with a perfect state, ends with a perfect state. He renews my strength, NLT says. My strength wouldn't be renewed if my strength wasn't failing. He restores my strength, easy to read, says. So he puts it back. All right? The Passion Translation says, that's where he restores and revives my life. Where? The quiet, gentle stream. He restores. He revives my life. This is not a one-time thing. It's an ever-continuous thing. Like I said, there's an S. So it's present continuous. He restores. Do you need restoration? Do you need a reset? Oh, but I needed one some months back, and I think the Lord gave it to me. He'll give it to you again. If you need one down the line, he will give it to you again. He is your shepherd. He doesn't want you worn out. He doesn't want you tired. He doesn't want you frustrated. But please, stop focusing on negative things. Stop focusing on the hurts. Stop focusing on, you know, the things that people did to you. Put your trust in God. Please listen to yesterday's episode. Please, this will help you better. Put your trust in him. He is the one who is anointed to heal the brokenhearted. But in order for your heart to be healed, you've got to put your trust in the Lord. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I can't trust anybody anymore. It's only the Lord I'm going to trust. Yes, so stop focusing on the things they did to you. Let it go. Let it go. Let it, even when someone comes to ask for counsel, don't let how you are treated be what drives how you speak. Don't trust people. They will hurt you. They will mess you up. They will take all the things from you and they will abandon you. Don't trust anybody. Isn't it funny that sometimes you might hear someone say that about other people and then people have similar things say about that same person? Oh, don't trust him. Don't trust him. No, don't trust her. And then you wonder, but that same person said about this person, now this person said about, and like, hey, let's put our trust in God. And like I said yesterday, you need the wisdom to decipher and separate, see through a Judas from a Peter. Also, a Peter denies you and you start saying, hey, trust nobody, trust nobody, trust nobody, trust nobody. Don't do that. Peter will be back. Peter will be the strong man. Peter will be the one that would help to strengthen and to guide and to lead the rest of the bunch. But all because, hey, he denies you, you kick him out. Turn him to a Judas. Hey, you know, away with him. He's a son of perdition. You've got to see the difference. And it takes the Holy Ghost. It takes you being at the quiet, gentle stream to see clearly. Nobody sees well in muddied water. All right? Nobody sees well in that kind of water with ripples. You see clearly in water that is calm, water that is peaceful. Put your trust in him. He is committed to restoring. NIV says he refreshes your soul. Have you ever had to take a chilled drink on a hot day? He refreshes not just your thirst now, your soul. He brings you to a place of rest. He brings you to a place of reset. He brings you to a place of renewed vigor and energy. He does that. And then the journey continues. He restores, King James says, my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So he's still leading. Don't forget, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me. So the leading continues. Your shepherd is committed. He's taking you somewhere. Do you get this? He, your shepherd, is taking you somewhere. There's an end. There's an end. Glory to Jesus Christ. There's an end. So we get to the fourth verse, which says, hey, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. So the journey is on. So I missed a step, or he led me through something that seemed dark. I'm not going to fear because I know, hey, he's with me. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you're close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You're close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Do you get that? You are close beside me. So there's a journey. How did I get into the deep, dark valley? I could have taken a wrong step, thinking the Lord led me. I could have gone on my own, like AWOL, you know, absent without leave. I just went off on my own. And then I realized, Lord, I'm wrong. Now, many get off on their own and really, like, get lost. But you are not afraid because you've acknowledged all over again your shepherd. So you know his rod, his staff, will come to your rescue. If it's a ditch, he will get you out of it. Oh, shepherd, I'm lost. He will be there. But you've got to trust him. None of the, you know, third chapter of Proverbs says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your understanding. Are you in a ditch? Lord, thank you because I have help in you. I am not alone. I have help in you. I am not alone. I have help in you. You could enter praise and worship and just acknowledge him and adore him and thank him. Lord, I am not alone. I am with you. You are in me. And just praise and thank him. Oh, glory to Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to Jesus Christ. Even though we walk through the darkest valley, that's how the NLT puts it, the darkest valley, we will fear no evil. Let me take the last part of the fourth verse again. All right, it says, your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. So, hey, I took a wrong road. He's there with me. Or I took a road and then it seems funny. I'm led through the journey. I know I'm following him, but it seems dark. He will protect me no matter what it looks like. All right, our hearts have to rest. Our hearts have to be assured. Guys, this is all about following and trusting. Trusting and following the shepherd. Trust, follow the shepherd. Begin your day, all right? With that, I am not alone in this. I am not alone in this. Walk through your day with the I am not alone in this consciousness. I'm not alone in this. I cannot be alone in this. I refuse. I mean, I'm not trying to not be alone. No, I wasn't wired to be alone. Sheep need shepherd. Sheep need shepherd, right? I'm wired to be led. I am the sheep of his pasture, all right? This place where I'm at right now, he has the wisdom and the power to get me to where he wants me to get to. This place where I am right now, he has the wisdom and the power to get me to where he wants me to get to. He will lead me. He will guide me. He will instruct me. Glory to Jesus Christ. Do you understand this? And the fifth verse says he will prepare, or he sets, he prepares a feast, NLT. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. These are like what now? Three solid things we could sit on. I know we've picked from it in the past weeks. All right. And then we expanded on it just a little bit. All right. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You prepare. Guys, it's the journey. All right. So we're like gradually winding up the story about this beautiful journey. The shepherd will restore you when you're weak. He will feed you when you're hungry. It will give you drink. It will give you rest. When you seem to get lost, it will redirect you. When it seems dark, it will help you. It's a beautiful journey. You are not alone. Well, everybody abandoned me. We can't just stop talking like that, child of God. Stop it. Stop allowing negative thoughts and negative words. But is it not true? Is it not true? And we keep saying that things not true. We forget the rule in Philippians 4, all right? And the 8th verse is not all about whether it's truth. Is it of good report? Is it of praise? Is it of virtue? No, it's not. So even if you feel, well, I feel left alone right now. I mean, Paul wrote and said, Demas has forsaken me. I mean, everybody has turned away. But it's not out of that negativity. Don't trust anybody. Don't know. He was writing, hey, do quick in what you're doing. Come to me. He didn't say that to now just spew bitterness. Your trust is in God. Your trust is in God. I mean, you remember the story of Elijah. He said, Lord, I'm the only one left. God said, hey, I got 7,000 other guys who've never bowed their knees to Baal. God has people. He will send people. No. I don't trust anyone. If you trust God, you won't talk like that. You're trusting your heart. You're trusting the judgments and the conclusions you have made. That's how you're talking. No, you trust God. I learned many years ago from Robert Sliadin. There's this book of his. It's titled Sharpen Your Discernment. All right? Sharpen Your Discernment by Robert Sliadin. And he said there was this evangelist who, you know, he didn't gel with the person's persona. He didn't gel with it. He felt the guy's just different. You know, maybe the person was loud, you know, and all. So he didn't just, but said the Holy Ghost led him to have a relationship with the person. And over time, it was a solid, like, he needed that kind, I need this relationship in my life kind of thing. But if he had just judged with his senses, judged with his eyes, judged with how he felt, he was already making the wrong call, the wrong judgment call. I don't want this person in my life. I don't have anything to do with this person. No, you'll be wrong. Open up your heart. Lord, I trust you. Lord, you lead me. In John 16:13, Bible says that the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost, will guide you into all truth. So if it is the Holy Ghost leading you, it must be truth. There won't be error. There won't be hurt. Don't forget, Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Add no sorrow with it. So if God leads you, then that relationship would be a blessing. Adding no sorrow. If it will have any kind of sorrow, it's the human factor. We are the ones always in it. We are the ones, all right? God put Adam. It was God with Adam was in the Garden of Eden. It was God with Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve made the wrong move and kicked themselves out of the Garden of Eden. So like, see, God, if God puts you anywhere, God will kick you out. Even God will kick you out. See, you can't even... No. God had an agenda, an authentic one. We brought in the human factor. We always do. We always do. So God could lead you to a relationship with a mentor, with a contemporary, with a protege, with, you know, with someone to be of help or blessing to. The human factor gets to set in. Sometimes it's envy. Sometimes it's strife. Sometimes, you know, it's just anger, bitterness over something. Sometimes it's, you know, miscommunication that leads into discord, and it's not managed, and then we begin to hold our different poles, hugging our opinions and our thoughts, and then we bring the human factor into a God ordained relationship. Oh, but he leads us. Yes, he does, child of God. Once again, we're dealing with that consistent commitment of the shepherd in this beautiful journey. All right. Beautifully scripted journey in this 23rd Psalm. He prepares a feast for you in the presence of your enemies. Who does that? Sit, child, and eat. Sit, child, and be relaxed. Sit, child, have your feel of my presence. Have your feel of my pleasure. Do not mind the enemies. Do not mind the opposition. And this is for you who are too conscious of haters, too conscious. No, you're face the table, face the food, and keep your gaze on the one who invited you to dinner. Keep your gaze on the one who loves you. Enjoy that presence. Enjoy the transformation that comes by it. Receive strength from the meal he offers. Receive your inheritance on the things loaded on the table. Hallelujah. Enjoy all that he has. And then he says, you know, you honor me by anointing my head with oil. This is sweet stuff. King James just goes straight into saying, you anoint my head with oil. I believe you have an idea of how precious the statement of the anointing is to God. In the 133rd Psalm, Bible says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Suddenly he compares it to the oil. Says it's like the oil, that precious oil poured upon the head, even Aaron's head that runs down his beard, even to his skirt. It says there, all right, well, like the dew of Hermon upon Mount Zion, there the Lord commands his blessings, even life forevermore. So it talks about the anointing. It talks about the presence of God. It talks about it and says, you anoint my head with oil. David understood this. Samuel brought the horn of oil and poured it upon David in his father's house in the presence of his brothers. David was anointed 3 times now. All right? 3 times. So there's a place of anointing. And what happens at that time? That's when the Spirit rests. So when he says he anoints my head with oil, for us it could be, you know, a fresh anointing. That freshness, that renewal of spiritual vigor, that renewal of the grace, that refreshing, you know, that renewal of the grace of God upon your life, that making it bubbly and fresh, not stale. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Hallelujah. Fresh oil. You anoint my head with oil. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. Anybody can talk in tongues where you are. Oh, you honor me. You anoint my head. Oh, hallelujah. The journey. It means there's prosperity in this journey. There's fresh anointing on this journey. There's preservation and protection on this journey. There's safety. There's inheritance. It's a beautiful journey in this chapter. Beautiful. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You could talk in tongues where you are. And you stir up the grace of God. Stir up the grace of God. You anoint my head with oil. You anoint my head with oil. You anoint my head with oil. Hey, you anoint my head with oil. You anoint it. Hallelujah. Fresh, fresh, fresh. I do not step into my day. I do not continue my day empty. I do not continue my day dry and stale. No, I'm anointed with fresh oil. Fresh oil. My Father honors me. Honors me. Honors me. At every moment of fellowship with Him, there's a freshness. There's a freshness of His oil upon my life. There's a freshness of His grace, a freshness of strength. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you renew and restore our souls. You renew, you invigorate us. Yes, but it don't end with just getting our souls in shape. You now anoint us. Hallelujah. Stirring us fresh, stirring up fresh unction. Hey, fresh unction. Fresh unction. Fresh unction. Face your day, child of God, with this fresh unction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you can, you could keep this on repeat like 2-3 times today. Stir yourself some more. Hey, fresh unction. Fresh unction. Fresh unction to face the day. Fresh unction. Oh, because the anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing destroys it. Hallelujah. Fresh unction. So He honors you by anointing your head with oil. Ah, it means you're elevated. You're lifted. You're set above your contemporaries. Glory to God. Glory to God. You are honored. You are anointed. Oh, come on. Saul was picked as the first king of Israel. And then he was ordained right there in front of everybody. He's honored. He's honored. Everybody waited for David to come in. And then he's anointed. He's honored. He's honored, child of God. Oh, God is good. God is good. God is good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe this is blessing you already. Our shepherd is committed. And then your cup overflows with blessing. Hey, hey. And I love the fact that it's connected to the anointing, connected to the feast. You are brought into a feast. Your head is anointed in the presence of everybody. You're lifted into new levels of honor and increase and anointing. And then your cup overflows. Your cup overflows. Your cup overflows with blessings. Your cup overflows. It brims over. Hey, hey, come on, come on, come on. I remember a poem that a dear lady many years ago, very many years ago, you know, read in the church service. I was pastoring back then. She said, you know, the title was Drinking from the Saucer. And then you wonder, where's this going? And he ended with, I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup is running over. Oh, hallelujah. Abundance everywhere. Increase everywhere. This is part of your journey. This is part of your journey, child of God. Your cup runs over. Your cup runs over. Your cup runs over. Glory to God. Surely goodness, hey, God's goodness and unfailing love will pursue you all the days of your life, and you live in the house of the Lord forever. What a beautiful story. What a super, super, duper beautiful story. Oh, come on. What a beautiful, so beautiful story. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I believe this blessed you. I believe you're glad you're a part of this episode today. Please share. Let somebody get blessed. And then just go up, click, you know, that, you know, Money Faith Boost you see right up there. It takes you to the previous episodes. Just enjoy the abundance of refreshing revelation available to you. Praise God. Praise God. And I will see you tomorrow. Blessings.